like this. Misha Hofach es Zeisof. If somebody was Hofach, means turned over his olives. That if he's about to put it by the press, to press the olives. What you do is, first you store it in a big vat, like, put the olives there, and the olives get warmed up one by another, and they become ripe, that they become ready to press it in the press. So when you have it in the big vat, when it's still stored, heating up there, mishofach, you mix it up, you turn it up, you turn around the olives, and now they're ready to put it in the press, to press them out, to get the shemen out of the olives. The year oval, and it became an oval. An oval can't do malacha. So we'll see what happens. Or else some other oinus happened that you weren't able to finish the process of pressing out your olives. Or else you hired workers to do it, and the workers didn't show up that day, and you wanted these things to happen, trade them a regal before the came, before Yom Tov came. And what happened was your workmen did not show up, or else an oinus happened, you couldn't take care of it before Chol HaMoed. Russia became an oval that you can't do it. So Lachar is now on Chol HaMoed, Toyin Kaira Rishayna. You're allowed to do a little bit, because it's a Dover Ovid here. If you don't take care of these olives, they'll rot away. So you're allowed to put the olives on the press, and just put one beam on top of the olives, like to start the pressing system. And leave it over till after Chol HaMoed, you'll finish to press out the rest of the olives. Just put the big beam on it once, it starts the pressing system, but you're not allowed to finish it off. Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Rabbi Yosi El Shita's no, Zoylef V'Goymer. Like, throw all the olives well into the press and finish the whole system. The Gav Kedarka, and after you finish making the olive, the oil, you could even cover up the barrel. So this is Rabbi Yosi Shita, that a Dover Ovud, here it's an Ovud, you'll have a loss. If you don't take care of the olives right now, you'll have a loss. So by Dover Ovid, Rabbi Yosi Shita is, you could do it without a shinui. Don't have to do something different. You could do it in the normal manner. Therefore, he holds that since you started these olives beforehand, it's ready to put in the press, you're allowed to make the whole pressing, to make the oil completely on Chol HaMoed. So Rashi learns like this. Mishav Rezesov min shehizmin litnom agab yabad. You prepared it, the olives now are almost ready to put onto the press. Loitzim yen shemen, to get the oil out of it. Vira oval, v'shayim v'shashon. Rashi was not on Chol HaMoed, not near Yom Tov. In the middle of the year, you became an oval. Shaloi samach l'regel, v'yene yochol litnam agabi abad, v'fisha oval osa v'asiyas malocha. An oval now can't do malocha. So the question, the Mishnah doesn't end off what the oval could do. The Mishnah just says in such a case, that the person had the olives prepared to put into the press, and then he became an oval, that is not allowed to do malacha. So we'll see in the Gemara what the halacha is. Or another case is, onos hainu milsach riti. Something else happened. Kleimar, mishavach azeis alafnei regal. Before Yom Tov, before Chol HaMoed, you had your olives all ready to be pressed. V'yir oinis, and something happened, v'lehoyu yachol litna magabe beis abad, that you couldn't put it into the press before Chol HaMoed. And now comes Chol HaMoed, it's a dover ovud. So that's our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do a shinui, only the first beam and not more. And Rabbi Yosi says, no, you could press it in the normal manner. Whereas next case is, you hired workers and they didn't show up that day. So the Rashi says, Toyin Kari Rishon Kleimar. Nois Nagali Beis Abad Beregel, you could put joint Chol HaMoed, the beam on top of the olives. The Seichat Aleim Akira Pamachas, put it there once. Dilo Yavad Hochi, you could say the Yisera. If you don't do this much, the olives will rot away. So if from you the holds, you're allowed to take care of it, but not in the normal manner, you have to make a shinui. Rabbi Yosi Yod no Zoylef Agarmi Kedarka Chloymar, Nois Ni Agave Beis Abad, throw the olives onto the press, V'Soichet HaKoyol, and you could press out all the oil, Kol Midi D'Shofa Kori Zilef, anything you're throwing is called Zilef. So this is Rabbi Yosi Shita we had before that holds, by a Dover Ovud, you could do Malach even Kedarka the regular manner. Tomorrow says, Tosach biyovel v'sayim b'moyed. The Mishnah starts off saying that you had the olives ready, and all of a sudden you became an oval. And then the Mishnah does not say the halacha of the oval, but rather goes into if it happened again before Chol HaMoed, that you had poilim workers ready to do it, or an honest app and you couldn't do it, that you're allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed. But it doesn't say what the halacha about an oval is. Why not? So Amar Rav Shisha, Bered Ravidi, Zaysan Eres, from now on, Mishnah, we have a Raya, that Dvorim HaMotorim B'moyin, even Melochis, of Melechis Dover Ovud, something that you'll have a loss, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoyed, Yishno Asurim B'mei Aveloyim. It's also for the Ovud to do it the 7 days he's sitting Shiva. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say an Ovud could take care of it. The Mishnah just says if it happened that you prepared the olives beforehand, and then it became an Ovud, Mashmitz Asur, you can't do anything about it. Only on Chol HaMoyed are you allowed to take do the Melocha. So that's where Shishi's Alocha, that the Avelis is more strict, more chomer than Chol HaMoyed. Ravashi Yamano, Ravashi says, Loi mi boy chomer, like for sure it's mutter. Loi mi boy, like this. Loi mi boy, not only be mei aveloi, when you're in Oval, join the Shivas yimei avelus. The midrabonin who, the yisa not to do work while you're in Oval, is only midrabonin. Vishari, that for sure, in the case of Dover Ovud, like here, where you had your olives all ready beforehand, and now you became an Ovud, that's for sure, with Mata, we say you are allowed to put it on the press, even while you're an Ovud. Ela, but the Mishnah says a bigger Kiddush, Ela afilo b'moyed, even during Chol HaMoyed, the Issa melochim midiraisa, that the Issa not to do melocha during Chol HaMoyed, is midiraisa. So here is nothing in Gemara. We spoke about at the beginning of the Masechta. The Shaila is the Melachas that are Rosh to do on Chol HaMoyed. Is it only Yosem and the Rabbanim, or no? It's Mamash Yosem and the Raisa. So here the is nothing in Gemara that says on Chol HaMoyed it's Yosem and the Raisa. So B'Mokem say the Shari. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That not only during Avelus, that's only with the Rabbanim. You're allowed to work L'Sarach Dover Ovud, but even on Chol HaMoyed that the Melach is Yosem and the Raisa. But we learned Lo Yimasu Elach HaChomim. The Chum have the right to tell us what you are allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And the Chum said that the Mokum said that not to have a loss, you're allowed to do work. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That since the olives are already and something happened that you couldn't do it before Chol HaMoyed, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoyed. On the other Rishonim, I'm going to have to say that our Gemara means it's the Raisa, it doesn't mean it's really the Raisa, it means there's an Asmachta. It's an Asmachta from a Pasuk. Havad v'soni with the Rabbanan. But our co-partner is an asmachta from a pasuk, so therefore Chol HaMoyed is more stricter than the halacha of Avelis. And Rashi says, Ela afilo Chol HaShemoyed, the Yasir Bein Melochim Mediraisa. The Yasir, the pasuk says, as Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, Shivas Yomim, Limod HaKol HaChag Shuos, like we had before. So Chorus in Asmar, Rashi's Poshimash Mediraisa, but saying the other sheet that learns Melechas Chol HaMoyed on the Rabbanin, then you have to learn here that it's only in Asmachta. It means here it's more true, it's more chomer because there's a Asmachta from a Pasuk. Right. Tanya Kavos of the Rav Shisha of Reid Ravidi. We'll bring a Ryan out to Rav Shisha's Pshat. That he learned, no, the Mishnah doesn't say the Loch about a novel because it's Osir. It's more chomer, the Din of Avelus, than the Din of Chol HaMoyed. I'll bring a proof in this. It says like this, that Elu Devarim Ho'isin Li'ovol B'mei Avoloi. These are the things that somebody else could do for the Yovel when he's an Yovel. Mashma, the Yovel himself, he himself can't do these Melacha. Just somebody else could do it for him. So that's the right to Rashishi, so that the Yovel himself can't do Melacha. What Zaysa V'afuchim, Mamashal case, if you had your olives that already, it's in the vat already, it's all nice and soft, and you turned it upside down already, it's ready to be pressed. Is toinim loy, you're allowed to press it for the oval. Mashma only somebody else, but not the oval himself. Vekadoy loguf. Again, you have this card, you have the whole barrel full of oil, and you want to put a cover on top of it, and if not, they'll get ruined. The same thing, somebody else should do it, but not you. Oh, pishtun lahalos min amishra. You have flax that's soaking in the water. You're cleaning out the flax. And if you let it stay there too long, it'll get ruined. So you want to take it out of the water. Again, the oval himself cannot do it, but somebody else has to do it. Oh, vitzimra lahalos min ayura. Or else you're dyeing wool. It's in the big pot, you're dyeing it. So again, if you don't take it out in time, it'll get ruined. So the lachar is, the oval himself cannot do it, but somebody's allowed to do it for the oval. So again, you see like Rav Shisha, that the Yovel himself can't do these melachis, even though it's a melachis Ovid. Rashi says, "Upeshtone lalos min amishra, kol ani ispu pseida, ilo yovelu." It's going to be a loss if you don't do these things. You're going to lose your wool, you'll lose your flax. Still, the din is the Yovel himself is not allowed to do it, just somebody else. Vaita, umar bitzin sodeyu. Mishatagiya Oina Samayim Shaloi. When it comes his time to water the fields, somebody else waters the fields for him. Rashi says, Keshagiyas Manala Ashkus Asode Shakaho Yonoigin, Kolechot Viechot Mashku Kola Asode Shabika. It used to be a valley, and it used to take turns that one person waters it each week. So even though now it's the oval's chance to water the whole Bika, still we say, appoint somebody else to do it and not him. Rabbi Yehuda Raimer, Af Zorin Loi Soda Nir. Even if he has the plowed out field already, you're allowed to have somebody seed it for the oval. V'sodo and Medes Lepishtin. If you have a field that's aimed to plant flax there, somebody's allowed to plant the flax for the oval. Omrullah, the Chum said back to him, you don't know, Imloy Tizra Bebchir, Tizra Beyofel, it's not called a Dover Ovid, it's not called a loss. Wait till after the Avelis, and then let the Ovil himself plow it, or seed the field. Ah, you want to seed it earliest for him? No. So instead of seeding it Bebchir earliest, you wait 7 days later, Tizra Beyofel, you'll plant it a little bit later. That's not called a Dover Ovid. And then Tizra Pishton, even if you won't be able to plow seed the flax later, Tizra Minachar, you'll plant something else there. So it's not called a Dover Ovid. So Rashi says, Soda and Medes Lepishtim means the first big line here, Shim Latizra Achshov, Mikan Velech and Roy Lepishtim. You have a field that Mamish is ready to plant the flax, and if you don't plant the flax right now, next week will be too late. So the Chum Sabyud said, that's called a Dover Ovid, it's called Halavalos. Therefore, the Ovid can't do it, but somebody could do it for the Ovid. Bashenka the Chum say that's not called a loss. Because even though true, you won't be able to plant the flax anymore, who says you have to plant flax? Plant something else there on your fields. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer. Zeisav ha-puchim. Again, the oval, before it became an oval, he had his olives all ready to be put onto the press to press out for the oil. That's called Zeisav ha-puchim. They're in the big vat already, and you turned them upside down already, ready to throw it into the press. V'yein sham uma melehu. And the oven now, he's the only one that knows how to use the press. He's the only uman that knows how to press out the oil. Kade loguf. Let's say also he has again this barrel full of oil already. And now loguf, he wants to put a cover on top of it. V'yein sham uma melehu. He's the only one that knows how to put the cover on top of the barrel. Pishtona lalas mina mishra. Again, right before it became a novel, he was soaking his flax in the water, and vitzimra lalas mina yera, and also he's dyeing his wool in a big dyeing pan. V'yensham umim elahu. He's the only one that could do it. As before, we had the brayse that says like Rav Shisham that even though these are meleches of it, they'll have a loss if we don't take care of it. Still, we say the Ovel himself cannot do it. Let somebody else do it for him. But now, what's going to be if nobody else could do it, only the Ovel? He's the only one that knows how to take the flax out of the Mishra, or take the wool out of the dye. Is Hareze Yase Betzina. In such a case, we give a head to the Ovel himself during the 7 days of Avelis. He's allowed to do this Betzina. Privately, he's allowed to take out the flax, take out the wool, the Betzina. And since these things are called a hefsid, the Rabbanu will make it for him, bitzinah. Yes, the Rakein, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. A bigger chiddush, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says like this. Let's say he was a workman for the rabbin. He was a public plumber. V'safer u'bolin l'rabbin. Or else he was the barber of the town, or balin, he was the attender by the bathhouse. He took care. V'giyes horegel. And it came now the time of the yomtif. So Rashi learns, Bolin Rashi learns, means Shema Beis Amerchats. He was the intended, he took care of the Beis Amerchats. Or Misham Shema Beis Amerchats, for Noito Mikol Echatz Choroi, he would take pay, like he would charge everybody for going in. The Giyes Aregel, Shakol Tzrichin Loi. And he became a novel right before Yom Tov. And everybody now, before Yom Tov, wants to go take a bath now. Everybody uses, everybody wants to take a haircut now, before the Regel. Is he's called right now the Rabbi Misrichim Loi. The Rabbi needs this barber. They need a bath attendant. And he became an oval. So what's the halacha? V'yein shum umein elohu. He's the only person who knows how to give a haircut in town. He's the only one to take care of the bath. He's a reza yase. In such a case, he's allowed to do it. As we're a tzarchi, a rabbin, even for Fahesia, still is allowed to do it. Strashi. V'ikanami tzorach rabim. So there's two things. It's a davar pseida, and also it's a tzorach rabim. Therefore, we're matter the yovel himself to do it. V'aytahu arisin. Let's say the yovel was an oris. An oris means you're working on somebody's fields. So Rashi says like this. Mekable hasodos lishnayim ulishlish l'riyah. You work at somebody's field on a condition that I get two thirds, I get three thirds, I get a half a mean or a third or a quarter of the profit of field. That's called harisin. You're working at somebody else's field and you get a third or half of the profit. That's Rashi said, kibul ishmirul yovdol iskum kakva kakurun and nice nuchamimenum. I'll take 100 bushels, no matter how much the produces this ground, I'll take care of your ground this year, this field, on a condition that I get 100 bushels. Via kablonin. Kablonin, Rashi said this again, I'll watch your field, but schum money, you pay me money, you give me $100. Whether the ground produces anything or nothing, you have to pay me $100. Is a reyelu yasu achirim. In such a case where the person was working by somebody else and it became a novel, so locher is right now, he can't do the melacha, but rather yasu achirim. We have to let somebody else do the melacha for the novel. Even though these advarma is a davar over here, but still he himself can't do it, somebody else has to do it. Hachamorim, let's say he's a donkey driver. Hagmalim, he drives the camels. The Asvanim, he's a ship, he drives the ship. He's a reyelo layasu. Such a case, then the oval can't do the job, and nobody does it for him. Drashi, lo yaskiru lechatchila. You should not rent out your hire out your camel or your ship. Lefi shamlocha shalahemu. It's their melacha. They're the ones that have to do it. So if you're novel now, you can't rent it out. Real lo yasu. Vimhoyu mechorin or meskor meitzlacherim. Let's say before you became a novel was already rented out, or you're hired already to do the job for somebody else. Is a reyelu yasu. Then they're allowed to do it. Drashi vimhoyu mechorin or meskorin. Heim oy behemtum. Either the person himself was hired to drive the ship, or else the behemoths were hired to use. Eitzlacherim. Lamahala chodesh akadoshim. Somebody wanted to use it for a month or 2 months. Is a reyelu yasu heim liyatzma. They were allowed to do it. Lo yasidus kol schar. They're not to lose all the schar. Ubailim nami lo yasidu. Voch lekatano ade acherim. Shrehim biyatzma muskarin. He can't let somebody else do it for the yovel, because he himself was hired out. Avalarisim to take care of the fields. There it's only a thing you have to work on the ground. If you can't do it, you're a novel, we'll let somebody else do it for you. But over here, where you're the captain of the ship, you have a right, if you're hired out already, in the middle of the job you became a novel, Harayel Yasu, you're allowed to do it. Schir Yoim, let's say you hire only to do work today. Trashi Schir Yoim Echot. Piafilu Bira Cheres. Vein Yoidin Shom Shuovil. Falekim Shomar Asayim. As you were hired to do work today, even in a different city, and there nobody knows that you're a novel, and there's no marasayin, so locher is, afil b'yacheres lo yasu, you're not allowed to do it. Shrashi hoylu v'yod elachzer. Because a schir yom, if you're hired to do work today, you could return, you could retract, you could be chayzer, could arminon. Poyil chayzer afil b'chatzi ayoyim. V'lekep seyda kuli hayi. There's not such a big seyda. Like, you could stop right now, as much as you did, you could stop right now, you get paid for what you did, and the more you can't do, so it's not such a big hefsin. Bashenkin, if you're hired to do the job, if you stop right now, you lose out all the money of the job. So therefore, you're allowed to continue doing your job. Right. Yeah, so this Gemara again was that a schir yoim, if you're hired just to work for one day, and then you become an oval in the middle of the day, so you have to stop, you're not allowed to finish the melacha. That's not called a hefsid, because you have a right to stop in the middle of the work, and you get paid for what you did, and the rest, you're not allowed to work anymore. Now, let's say you had work to do, somebody else's work. You were a worker, that you were fixing kelim, somebody gave you something to fix. The Rashi says, you have somebody else's clothing, you're a tailor, and somebody gave you his coat to be tailored. Since it's up to you to finish it whenever you want, so if you become a novel now, you're not allowed to finish it during the 7 days you have avelis. Again, the Mishnah Gemara says, "Hoysa melechas acherim biyodei is afa pi shebekibus shebekibulus." You mekabel, in other words, that you charge the price for the job. You get $10 for the job, is lo yasa, you can't do it. Rashi says, afa pisha mikibus, acherim misha kibul olov, litzmisos oisid begul orgoi kach v'kach, like he paid you $10 to do the job, still, like Rashi said before, it's not a dover ovud, because if you don't finish it now, you'll finish it after the avelis. So if you become a novel now, you can't finish the work, you have to stop. Like even though it's a kibulus that you have an amount, how much he's paying you for the job. For loymi boya, not only shayna kibulus, if it's not paid by the job, but you just paid by the hour, how much work you put into it. So Maria's other rabbi, just the opposite it should be. Kibulus kididei damya. If the guy's paying you for the job, a $10 job, so now we say the work you're doing, like you're working for yourself, because the job is $10, you know you get $10, so the work is called you're working for yourself, so for sure it should be yasser. Rashi says, kididei dami, for yasser, Mashayin Lamar says, Zagrashi Abul Shayna Kibulis, if you didn't accept upon yourself the job for $10. Tlehevi Kididei, Shari, it's not yours, then the pshat is I'm working for somebody else. So maybe then it's mutter. The Yovel is not doing work for himself, he's doing for somebody else, maybe then it should be mutter. So Gemara says, Ela Eimot should say like this, Ben Kibulis, Ben Shayna Kibulis. Lo Yasa, that's the pshat. Whether this person, this tailor, accepted the job for $10, or whether it didn't accept the job for $10, rather it's still your coat, and I'm just working for you, so I'm not working for myself, I'm working for you, still the oval can't do it. If you become an oval now in the middle of the job, you have to tell the person, I can't do it now, I'll finish it after the avelis. What about hoysa malach toiv yad acherim? I said the opposite way. You had a coat to be tailored, and you gave it to somebody else to do it for you. Somebody else is doing work for you. So it depends. Did they say if the coat is in your house and you became a novel now? In other words, yesterday you have a coat that has to be tailored and you hired somebody to come into your house to make the coat for you. And today you became a novel. See if the person is doing it in your house, lo yasu. The person is not allowed to do it. Because it's a marasayim. People will think you hired him today to do the job, and a novel is not allowed to hire people to work for him. So Rashi says, but they say Rashi says shalovel. If the coat is in your house, and a worker, a tailor is coming in to tailor it in your house, is la yasu oisoi. You can't let the tailor come into the oval's house to tailor his coat today. Yeah. So Rashi says that if it's done in his house, shalovel layasa waisai, then you can't let somebody else work in the Yovel's house. Mishum chashad, shayirma, people will say, who v'yatsva mesayayi b'mlocha? The Yovel himself is helping him out in the melocha. The Yovel is helping out the tailor. Inami, shlayirma b'meyavol lehizkiru l'zeapoyl. Or else people shouldn't say that the Yovel, after he became a novel, that's when he gave out his clothing to be tailored. And you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, even though you gave it out, you hired this tailor to do the job before you became a novel, but since the coat is in your house, you can't have the tailor come into your house when you're a novel to work for you. It looks like he's working for you. What about the day's achar? Let's say you already gave your coat to the tailor. He took it home, and he's doing it in his house. Then yasu. Then they're allowed to do it. There's no marasayin. You gave the job, you gave him to do it before he became a novel. So there's no marasayin now. People won't think you're helping out. People won't think you gave it to him after you became a novel, because it's not in your house. Therefore, this is mutter. Mor says, Morion Bray de Rovin, that's a person, Morion, the son of Rovin, Umar Bray de Rav Acho, Bray de Rova, these two people, Hevilu Hugamlo de Tura Bahadia Dodi. They used to have axes, each one owned an axe, and they were rented out to people to use together, like to pull the yoke. They had two axes at a time. Each one owned an axe. Trashi gamla means semed boker. That a yoke. Ben shneim. Shor echod lezev, shor echod lezev. Kids of that, two axes, working together, to plow together. They had a shutfis. Each one owned an axe. Now they used to rent it out to people, they used to charge their money. Now Isra bei Milsa, one of them became a novel. Something bad happened to one of them. Bema Brei de Ravacha Brei de Rava. He became a novel right now. Now a novel is not allowed to do work, so he can't have his ox hired out to do work for somebody else, like to make money. So what did he do? What he did was, is opaske legamli. He like took his ox out of the yoke and said, my ox can't do any work now. So he stopped his ox from doing any work. Rashi says, paske legamli. Hifsik shoyre min atzemid. He took his ox out of the yoke. V'loy sholchol achrash besada. And he didn't send his ox to plow the fields. V'fi shoye oval, because he was an oval. Or mitzuba al shvisas femta midrabonim. Midrabonim an oval interessant. He's not allowed to let his ox even do work. Since you own the ox, just like you can't do work, your animals also can't do work. So you're not allowed to have your animals hired out to somebody else that can't do work, so he took his ox back. Omer Rav Ashi said, Gavra Rabba Kamar, Braid Rav Acher, such a chush of a person, a great person like you, like Rabba Kamar, Braid the Rav Acher, Ovid Hoki, like how come you did this? Is that true? Do you have to do this? Nehi the lips say to the day, Lechayish, true for your own hefset. If you'll have a loss, you don't care, you'll take the loss. About the cherim lechayish, how come you didn't care about other people? In other words, the case here was probably that the oxes were hired out already to somebody, and so the person is using it to plow his fields with it. So how could you take your ox away now? You had given a hefset. That person's going to have a loss. Trashi left to the day lechayish. True, you don't want to work for yourself. Or better still, your partner. You have a partner here. If you're taking your ox away, so your partner can't use his ox either. Like we had before, if you're ready, hired out to do the work, so called it's a psaid, it's a loss for somebody else, then the oval himself is allowed to do the work. So here also, since your ox is being hired out together with your friend's ox, if you take away your friend's ox by itself can't do the job. So it looks as if you're hired out for your friend already, so for a psaid that your friend should not have a loss, it should be mutter. So how come you stopped your ox from doing the work? Like we said, what Tanya we learned, if your animals were already hired out to somebody, or else was like rented out to somebody, they're allowed to use your animals. But since the job was started already, so it's a hefset for the other people to take it away from them, they're allowed to use it. So here also, your ox, since you have partnership with somebody else, if you take it away, your partner will lose out, it should be mutter, so you didn't have to take away your ox. So Gemara says, "Whosoever he himself held that odim choshev shani, that's good for a normal person. But for me, I'm an odim choshev. I don't want anybody to learn out from me that a novel could do any type of a work. I stopped my ox from working with his." The Rashi says, "The last Rashi, odim choshev shani, toho v'ho osur l'diday l'mevet. He held for he himself it's osur to do. Therefore, he himself didn't want to have his ox rented out." Omashu.